Hey there, I'm the Deep. And while I'm privileged to be one of the world's greatest superheroes, I'm even more privileged today to announce my new title as Chief Sustainability Associate at Liquid Death Mountain Water. Scientists, and most of the dolphins I've talked to, say that by 2050, plastic pollution will outweigh fish life pound for pound in our oceans. And that's why Liquid Death is pure mountain water. It comes in aluminum cans, because they're infinitely recyclable. You can 10% of all profits go to help ocean plastic cleanup. That's pretty cool. We can all be heroes by declaring death to plastic.
And it burns when I breathe.
It's refreshing to do good, so please, keep our oceans beautiful.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, July 2nd, 2022. I am Luigi with the American branch of PNN. What's the show going to be today? First, vegan mom found guilty of killing child with veganism. Then, people are inherently lazy. Then, we will close the show out. The finale will be, how do we solve the pit bull problem? That'll be the finale. For talking about pit bulls. Then the pit bull pill. That's going to be the show today. Okay, we'll get right into it. First, sorry guys about missing. I missed an episode. I missed a fucking episode. Well, we're into the new month and I have to move out soon. This month is going to be sketchy, guys. The episodes are going to be sketchy. I will try to get you an episode as often as I possibly can. But it's definitely going to be much more sketchy. I'm going to be moving out towards the middle of the month, so I definitely won't have internet. I don't know what's going to happen, so, you know, we'll figure it out. But I'll try to keep shows coming. Once everything's, like, locked in, should be much more secure, and the episode should be much more stable than they have been. I've been doing pretty good. Doing pretty good on the daily shows. I'm trying, guys. I want there to be daily shows, guys, so badly. You don't even know, but I mean, it really does take me like 4 hours to edit these fucking things, man. So it's like, I don't know, big chunk of my day gets put towards these episodes, which is whatever. If people enjoy them, then it's worth it. Worth it. I mean, a good ruler is, if I talk for 1 hour, I'm going to have to edit for at least 1 hour. So that I'm going to have to listen to at least 1 hour of that track to edit it. So, I mean, 1 hour show equals 1 hour editing. So 1 + 1 = 2. 2 hours right there. You know, without even getting into it. So, whatever. On a happier note, the commissioned Tanya is in process. The commissioner accepted. So that's good. That's a good thing. That's one step closer to Tanya Avatar. So we will get a Tanya Avatar eventually in a couple months. There will be a Tanya Avatar. Thank you, FBot. It's all thanks to you, FBot. I also saw the other donation. I don't know if that was you, FBot, or if that was someone else. I assume it was you, FBot. I assume. I wish I could, like, bow with this. Can I bow with this avatar? Bow to you, FBot. Thank you. Thank you, FBot. Thank you. You said don't spend it on just, you know, spend it on whatever I want. But, dude, I'm going to spend it on the show because I want to make the show as good as possible for you guys. So any money I get, any donations I get for the show will probably be used for the show. I don't really see, you know, I just want to make the show as good as possible for you guys. So that's where the money is going to go. If not an avatar, it'll be used for some plugin or a soundboard or something. I don't know. There's many things I can get for the show to improve the quality. So it will be spent all on the show, completely on the show. for you guys, because I love you. Today's show is kind of skinny, so I don't know, maybe I should go over Pull News Central a little bit. It's a little skinny, a bit of a show. It's a bit of a tiny show we got going here today. I love how it's Saturday, and Pull News Central has a bunch of cats. Love it. Matt Gaetz introduces Disarm the IRS Act of 2022. I completely agree with this, but also, you have to look at it from the lens of a Jew is trying to take away our guns. You know, like, okay, why does the IRS have bullets? Why does the IRS have guns? Yes, I agree. Also, why is a Jew trying to take away our fucking weapons? You know, God damn it, Matt Gaetz. God damn it. The Jews are among us. The Jews are among us. Yes. Man, and Salt Shaker and Pull News Central have sent me so many links, guys. I'm sorry. There's a lot going on right now with moving and everything, so it's a bit chaotic. So give me a bit of a buffer to reply to your emails, please. It's a bit chaotic right now, guys. I mean, I literally got home yesterday and I just passed out. I just passed out in bed, so I'm trying to get you guys a show. I'm trying to get you a show going. I love this cat over here. You guys can't see it. I'll open it in a new tab so you can see it. Damn it. Look at that cat-o. The cat is stuck in the clown world matrix. The clown world matrix. Love it. Love it, Pull News Central. I love the cats. I love cats on Catterday. Fucking so based. So based. And soon we will have a Tanya avatar. Soon. Some guy in Odyssey was like, I don't know about the anime avatar. Dude, I don't know about it. I don't know. Correct. Correct assumption, dude. I do not know is the correct answer. Confusion is the correct answer to this anime avatar. That's what you should be thinking. Definitely. Oscar-winning actor urges Biden impeachment. So, why? Who cares? Who cares? Biden impeachment. We'll just get Kamala or Nancy Pelosi. Who cares? For those that don't know, this is PollNewsCentral.com. PollNewsCentral. PollNewsCentral.com. Go check it out. Check it out. Niggers. Check it out. Oh, this quote. I would read the quote today, but look at this goddamn wall of text. What the fuck, Hitler? Look at this wall of text, Hitler. I don't want to trip over it like 8 times. I always trip over the damn Hitler quotes. It's the lost in translation shit. I always trip over them. Pull News Central. Make them easier. Do the easy quotes. Just post quotes you've already posted. Who cares? Who the fuck is going to keep track that you repost quotes, you know? Just repost some of the good ones. Repost the gooders. Pull News Central. Repost the gooders. So I can read them. Otherwise I trip over them. Look at this cat eating a pancake. Wow. Cat eating a fucking pancake. That is so cute. That is so cute, fucking cute. Well, great. We got so many stories from PollNewsCentral.com. Thank you. PollNewsCentral.com. Moving on to the show. If you guys can't tell, I'm a little bit woo today. So we're going to... We're just moving along. Pull News Central. Man, guys, I'm a little bit out of it, man. We got Kin back. I mean, we literally have Kin videos. New Kin videos. That I get to watch. And comment on. I'm a little just shocked. I'm in shock a little bit. The Kin's back. 60 megabytes making shows. 60 megabytes talking about my avatar. And it's inspiring him to do a video avatar. That's cool. Whatever, dude. Do it. You know. Do it. If any of you are thinking of doing a show, just fucking do it. Just do it. That's what fucking Salt Shaker did. He just did it. You just do it. We need more people on the front lines. More people on the front lines.
Yeah, I'm a little out of it today, guys. Today, you're lucky you're even getting a fucking episode, you motherfuckers. You lucky motherfuckers. Thank you for the donations. It gives me motivation. It definitely gives me motivation. Also, dude, some dude on this Tabernacle edition, it was this Sudbury Bear. This guy. Sudbury Bear. He initially downvoted this video, guys. It was him that did it. He downvoted it. But then he watched it all. And by the end of the video, he changed it to an upvote. Sudbury Bear, dude, you're based, bro. You're based. Look, man, I get it. You're having a bad day. You know, you come home, you're having a bad day, then you start watching my show, and you're like, God damn it. Nigger, he's siding with niggers. The niggers are killing dogs. First off, dude, I was not siding with the niggers. It was ironic, bro. If I'm calling them niggers, I'm not siding with them. Heads up, bro. But if the word nigger is coming out of my mouth, obviously I'm not siding with them. You know? They would not think so. They would literally probably kill me. Low impulse motherfuckers would probably kill me for saying such a word to them. So don't just assume that I'm pro-nigger just because I'm semi-siding ironically with a nigger using the word nigger. Just come on, bro. Come on. But he came around, so based, bro. Based. He was having a bad day. I know he was. I know you were. And then I think this is what turned him around, because he said, Trump is an Israeli first Zionist. And then I said, just kick Kushner out. But then he said that wouldn't change anything, which I kind of agree with, maybe. I don't know, man. If Trump just got all the Jews out from around him, that would definitely help. Because every president in existence has to suckle that Jew teat a little bit to get into office. So, you know, Trump has to placate the Jews a bit, you know. It's politics. So when you see Trump kissing the fucking wall of Jerusalem and shit with a yarmulke, you know, don't take that with 100% fact. But he said, check out Patrick Little. So, I don't know. I checked him out a little bit. There isn't very much information on him. So I'll keep an eye out on Patrick Little. Sudbury Bear, thank you for the input. Usually when I ask people, you know, if you didn't have Trump, who would you replace Trump with? If you hate Trump so fucking much, give me a replacement. Give me a backup to it, you know? And sometimes people just blank out, or they say like DeSantis or something stupid, you know? But he didn't say that. He said Patrick Little. So I'll check out Patrick Little, dude. Thank you for hitting me up on the epic comer, you know? We gotta help each other out, bro. I love Trump, okay? I'm not gonna deny it. I love fucking Trump, okay? I love the man. But I'm open to alternatives if we can get a fucking alternative. Give me some alternatives, you know? Give me some motherfucking alternatives and I'll turn to them. I'll accept them. Give me them. I guess we're going to the first thread of the day. Vegan mom found guilty of killing child with veganism. When will the environmentalists be held accountable for driving two generations fucking insane? Murder by malnutrition. Vegan mother found guilty over death. I mean, yeah. Just give your child meat, you horrible person. Just give your child meat. We're omnivores, by the way. We need meat to survive. That's why whenever someone goes vegan, you see them literally, like, shrivel up into nothing. They shrivel up into nothingness because you need meat to fucking survive. It's a goddamn required component of our nutrition. This Britbong says, if you are so brainwashed you are willing to starve your own child to death because of your personal beliefs, you are a fucking dickhead. What more can you say? What a fucking dickhead. What an absolute fucking dickhead. What a total utter fucking dickhead. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, really. I mean, give your child a goddamn rib. You motherfucker. There's a picture of me as a baby, guys. I will post it. I will post it one day of me as a baby chomping down on a fucking piece of meat, like a bone. The bone is bigger than I am, and like the meat is the meat is like all smeared over my mouth, and the bone is bigger than I am, and I'm suckling on the bone because it's like, it's delicious. I'm just a child, you know? I don't know any better. But what I do know is that fucking bone tastes delicious. That meat tastes fucking delicious. Give me more of it. Even as a child, I knew that meat was fucking delicious. And based. Give me more of it. This Bitbong says, maybe if she had been eating a healthy, nutritious diet, she would have been thinking straight. Yeah. Sadly, yes, man. Imagine if she had all that protein from delicious meat, which is delicious. I mean, just chicken. I mean, you could just eat chicken, guys. Chicken. Kill it yourself. Experience that, you know. I mean, guys, if you haven't killed any of your own meat that you've eaten yourself, it's kind of a shame, really. You should really try to experience that in your life. Killing what you eat. Because it gives you kind of a sense of... I mean, there's this little sense of achievement, you know, but it's also like... I don't know if it's the circle of life or just the natural order of things, but you get this, like, feeling inside of you when you're... partaking in that sustenance that just, it's not like anything else that you'll experience. I don't know. Maybe it's a guy thing. But when you hunt and kill what you eat, there's an extra layer to that survival instinct. I mean, something as simple as a chicken, you know, chicken isn't very... I mean, chicken's pretty low on the totem pole, in my opinion, you know? Chop the head off, and you got the meat, you know? Pretty easy kill. Sad, though. I don't know. I have fucked up stories as a child, you know? I don't know what to tell you. I've killed things, you know? I've killed things to eat. I've killed things to kill. I think the saddest story I have... on me would be, it was like a rainy day, like one of those super rainy days. It's raining and I go in my backyard and there's this fucking, I don't know if it was a pigeon or a dove. It's probably a fucking dove, because why not? Let's just add to the goddamn symbology of it. And it was a goddamn dove. It was fucking dead. It was like, it was on the ground, struggling to even survive. Like, it was like... like, it was all fucked up, and... It, like, I don't know. Its wing was all fucked up. It had been... I don't know if it had been attacked, or... if it, like, got struck by lightning or something. I don't know. I don't know what had affected this damn dove. But it was all fucked up. And it was laying in the dirt, and it was just, like... still alive. Laying there. In the dirt, all fucked up. And I mean, I don't know, man. Thinking back on that moment, you know, I feel like a better person would have nursed that bird back to life. That would have been what a good, wholesome individual would have done. They would have tried to care for that bird and help it. But I don't know. I didn't do that. I chopped its head off with a shovel. I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up, guys. Oh, man. I don't know. I felt like, you know, it was suffering and I wanted to end its misery, you know? So I didn't want to keep... I mean, the damn thing was sitting there wheezing, bleeding to death in my backyard. I mean... And while it was raining, I mean, it was pretty grim, so I chopped its head off with a shovel, and then I buried it. Yeah, it was fucked up, guys. was fucked up. Enjoy that little story. Yep. Chopped the dove's head off with a shovel and buried it. 4chan. That was a pretty fucking memorable and iconic moment in my life, actually. Chopping that dove's head off. It was pretty life-affirming, changing, whatever. It's one of those times where, like, time slows down and you just have, like, a moment with yourself, you know? You're just kind of sitting there. The shovel's at the neck of the bird and you're just kind of like, I'm sorry, buddy. You're fucking dead, bud. I'll end your suffering for you. Because that's what I can do for you. That's all. I'm a messenger of evil, bro. All I can do is ease your pain. I'm sorry, bird. I'm sorry. All I can do is ease that pain. Yep. I'm going on rambles. Okay, next thread. What was that last thread? I don't know. We're talking about chopping dev's heads off. That's... you get the quality content here at PNN America. Totally not school shooters or psychopaths here. Just normal people. People are inherently lazy. Picture is Jeff Bezos. God fucking Jeff Bezos. Is he right? I don't know, man. I'm pretty lazy. I don't know if I'm lazy. I just don't like... I hate working for other people. I hate working my ass off for some dude that was born into money that's making money off of me. I hate that. I hate that so much. So much. The weird thing is, guys, every manager or owner that I've ever interacted with, they love me, man. They love the fuck out of me. They love me. And I, you know, most of the time, I love them. You know, you're paying me whatever, you know. That's the transaction of life, of business. This is how it goes. But, man, it's just tough for me to go day by day working my ass off like a goddamn slave for a businessman that is doing nothing and making all the money. You know, just god damn it, it's so frustrating. Like, you think I can't do math, businessman? You think I can't add numbers together? You think I can't be like, okay, you buy these things for this amount of money, and then you sell it for this amount of money, and then you give me this amount of money? You think I can't add it all together? Think I can't, like, subtract and shit? Think I can't do basic fucking math, you goddamn psychopath? That's why, I don't know, it's just... it's so frustrating for me and any menial labor that I have to do, which I'm probably gonna have to start doing again. Because I'm getting evicted. Gonna have to start... Guys, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna submit an application, and I'm gonna be like, I'm a Native American. I'm not white. Native American. Pocahontas. Pocahontas said she was Native American. I'm Native American, right? I'm not putting white anywhere near that application. Just gonna put Native American. And then I'm disabled, and I need earbuds in my ear at all times, because I have tinnitus. I have to wear this earbud playing a podcast at all times because of tinnitus. I need it. Oh man, doing any type of menial labor, it's so easy, it's so simple. I mean, I don't know. I went to school for fucking computer science, guys, so I know how to code chips. Like, I know how to program physical chips. So I don't know, getting surrounded by a bunch of fucking retards is just, it's too much for me at times. It's too much. I can't handle it. Normie labor, wage slaving is, it's too much for me. I'm gonna have to do it though. I guess I'll keep you guys informed on the adventures of Lou in the workforce, I guess. I've been trying to get Social Security for like 2 years, guys. I've been trying to get Social Security for 2 fucking years. 2 years. I definitely think me being a man has a lot to do with why it's so difficult to get it. Because I talked to the judge already, and it was just, he was like, not having any part of it. He didn't want any part of it. Little bitch, judge. Piece of shit. I'm disabled. Give me my Gibbs, you fuck. This Aussie says, work every day, pull below minimum wage, get called lazy because of low income. Yeah, I mean, how frustrating is it when, like, a rich person that does nothing all day calls you lazy? You know, so stupid. This Leaf says, why work for these bastards? Exactly. I try not to. Whenever I can, I try not to, man. I can't mentally sustain it. It's not possible for me. This American says, no, people want to do work that is understandable and meaningful to them. Being a wage cuck is meaningless grunt work to support consumerism. Yes. Guys, if you're working for Walmart, especially, any type of big chain, how could you not feel like you're helping the man, you know? They're getting subsidized by food stamps and government programs. And they also take out life insurance policies on their own employees. It's nuts. Okay, we'll move on to the pit bull pill. This episode is kind of out of, you know. It's going to be crazy this month, guys. Don't expect daily episodes this month, guys. Sorry, I mean, it's just going to be a bit crazy for me. So, really sorry, but give me a break this month, please. Next month, we will get back into the groove of things. But this month, it's a little slow. Maybe by next month, we'll get the Avatar. I don't know when the Avatar is going to be. That they accepted, so that's good news. But it's going to take a while to get it. One of my fans was, and it was that Salisbury Burr dude that I was talking about earlier. He was talking about the pit bulls. Oh man, I was right here. Niggers killing dogs and you side with the niggers. Okay, first it was ironic, bro. It was 100% ironic. I watched it. It was ironic. It was a joke. It was a joke. That's why I called them niggers. Okay. But then I said, nigger shoots a Jew. I'll side with the nigger. It was also a bit ironic. So yeah, I was just, you know what I'm saying. I was telling him what it was. I can't argue that. But I do like dogs more than Jews. I've been attacked by a dog owned by someone who shouldn't own a dog. Dude, pit bulls have nothing to do with their owners. Okay, I get it. You like dogs. I like dogs too, bro. I love dogs. I love dogs. Golden Retrievers. Black Labs. German Shepherds. Even. I love these breeds of dogs. You know what breed of dog I do not love? Pit bulls. Why? Let's get into it, bro. Where did the breed of pit bull come from? Where is that breed originated from? Because we got border collies, which are made to herd sheep. That is their purpose. We have golden retrievers, whose purpose is to retrieve things. That is their purpose. Okay. So what is the purpose of a pit bull? What were they bred for? They were bred to kill each other. That's what they were bred for. Okay, it was Mexicanos in Mexico bred the most aggressive dogs, the most aggressive traits, the strongest, the most aggressive dogs. They bred them together and they got the pit bull. That's where pit bulls came from. Dog fighting, blood sports. That's where fucking pit bulls came from. Blood sports. So, I get it. You like dogs. Cool. I like dogs too. But a pit bull is a dog who was bred from birth to kill things. In its DNA, it was made to kill other dogs. It's more aggressive than other dogs. It's, you know, low impulse, bro. Pit bulls are low impulse. They were bred to kill each other. You know, quick to anger. You know, super strong, muscular bodies. Everything about the pit bull was made as a killing machine. That thing, it is bred to kill. whereas other dogs were bred to be companions to humans, like the golden retriever. A golden retriever would never, ever hurt your child. Ever. That dog would die before hurting your child. It would probably whimper if it even came into contact with your child and like hurt it accidentally. That dog would probably whimper in shame that it had hurt your child. Okay? That's what I picture with the golden retriever. But then I see parents laying their dogs with their children. Like, are you fucking nuts? Are you crazy? Like, oh, this is so cute. This Dojolo is with this baby. Oh, how cute. Dude, that dog could turn on that baby in a moment and just rip it to pieces. And you would just be another statistic, woman. You'd be another statistic. So stupid. How do we solve the pit bull problem? Oh, he's smiling. No, he's not. That's his breed. Honestly, these fucking fag women keep defending this shitty breed. Is there any way to get past the retarded, quote, hating pit bulls as racist, unquote, propaganda? Yeah, there's a stupid stigma around this. And guys, my family, like some close family, owns a pit bull pup. It's fucking, he's a pit bull. He's not full pit bull, but he's part pit, man. And when he got that pit bull, I said straight up to his face, I was like, pit bull is the worst breed of dog. It is the violent breed. It is bad. It is terrible. Blah, 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 blah. And then he just, you know, kind of nodded or whatever. And then whatever, you know, conversation done. That's how the conversations usually go. You know, let me drop all these facts and then, you know, just, yeah, okay, I'm gonna just keep my dog, you know. So dumb. Could have got a based black lab or something, but nope. Fucking goddamn pit bull. Ooh, they post the picture of that chick that got mauled by pit bulls. Ooh, we're gonna get into her later. Haha, we're gonna get into her. Make all dog owners responsible for attacks as if they do the mauling themselves. It already kind of is like that, bro. I mean, if your dog mauls somebody, that dog's getting put down. So, I mean, the dog's dead, period. And then you're going to get charged for whatever. So, it's not a good day for that dog. I mean, the dog pays for it with his life. So, I mean, it's kind of, it's not very fair, because, I mean, a dog does one little bad thing and it pays for it with its life. This one dude had these guys. He was a vet. He fought in the war. What war, doesn't matter. He was a vet. He had a dog. That was his companion. Some dudes fucking came into his yard, shot his dog, okay? He got in his truck, followed them. He went across two state lines following these people, chasing them down. He got him. He got the license plate. He got them all. He reported them to police. Guys, they didn't even go to jail for like a day. They went to jail not even for a year. Not even for a year. They killed his companion, his life partner, his dog. And they didn't even get a year of punishment for it. It was horrible. Horrible case. Horrible precedent. You know, this dude chases these guys across two state lines just for them to get off with like a year of punishment for killing his dog. It's insane. It's like they killed his partner and he couldn't have it. And then he caught him and they didn't get punished. It's not fair. It's not fair. Pit bulls are responsible for a vast majority of fatalities associated with dogs. Yeah. It's that meme of, pit bulls are 15% of the dog population, but they commit 50% of the crimes. Like the nigger of the dogs. This dude says shit bull owners are simply retarded. Yep. This dude says, seeing people killing these demons makes me extremely happy. And he posts that gif of the niggers hitting the pit bulls that I played yesterday. Yes. I'm sorry, guys. I hate pit bulls. I hate them. They're bred for violence, for destruction, for killing. honestly, they're a breed of dog that should just be eliminated. They bring nothing but violence and hate. And there's no reason to keep the breed going, the line of that breed. Like, people want pit bull dogs. Why? Do not procreate that breed. Do not, you know, the less pit bulls in the world, the better. Do I think they should be banned? No, I don't think anything should be banned. I hate when people ban shit. So dumb. But I definitely think they should be just exterminated. Like, whenever the pound gets pit bulls, just kill them. Just straight up put them out of the misery. Because they're a breed of dog literally made just for killing. So if they pass their gene on, that puppy is just going to want to kill other dogs. I mean, that's just... it's in their nature. It's in their fucking nature. They're evil fucking dogs. And they should be exterminated. Fucking exterminated. It doesn't look like a pit bull, though. It looks like a mutt. It looks like a cute doge. Cute doge, though. Doesn't look like a pit bull at all. Doesn't look like it has pit bull genes at all. You're safe, doge. You're safe. But if there's a pit bull, I'd kill it in an instant. Put that fucking thing out of its misery. There was a based anon that worked at a pound, and he said whenever he got pit bulls in there, he would instantly put them to sleep. He would instantly kill them. Instantly. He said even one time he had to go to a court case because this pit bull came in, he put it down, and then the owner came in. It was like the owner of the pit bull. He's like, "You killed my doge. You killed him." And he went to court, and he just told the judge, like, "I was just following procedure. They, you know, if there's a violent dog, I'm supposed to put it down, and this dog was violent, sir, your honor." And then the judge let him off because pit bulls are violent motherfucking dogs. So he got away with killing that dog, of course, because why wouldn't you? He was just doing his fucking job. Pit bull pull thread. Why white people don't know how to raise pit bulls. I've not seen too much cases of pit bulls attacking black people, but just only stupid white people who raised their pit bulls as sissy pets. White people are disconnected from reality. They shouldn't be allowed to raise pets. Now, I agree that white people are disconnected from reality, and I also agree that maybe they're the only ones stupid enough to let a goddamn pit bull near their baby to the point where it would maul it to death. Maybe even nignogs aren't that stupid. So I agree. This French anon says, "You just know, like, what, that the pit bull's fucking the baby or that the mom's fucking the pit bull?" Which, neither would surprise me. Imagine getting a tough guy dog. Yeah, I don't know why people even get pit bulls in the first place. Get a nice golden retriever. I mean, that dog will protect you with its life. That dog will give its life to protect you. Because it is nothing but wholesome love. That's what a golden retriever is, love. Goddamn breed of dog is obedient as fuck. Now compare that to a pit bull who's going to maul your baby to death. Aw, he's smiling. He's smiling. How cute. How cute. What a cute doggo. I mean, look at that fucking monster. It's a monster. It's in its blood to kill you. That thing is evil. That is pure fucking evil. That is pure evil. That dog's purpose in life is to kill. That's what it was bred for. In its blood, it wants to kill things. And you are supporting that breed. Why? Get a golden retriever. Get a border collie. Get a black lab. Do not get a pit bull. Jacqueline Durand, pit bull survivor. Look at that face. You can't even see. Isn't that beautiful? How beautiful is that face? That's what you get. That's what you get for, you know, trusting the pits. Dumb. Look at that, man. What a monster. Monster attacked by monsters. Dumb. Zanon says, even though she was found naked, she was not trying to have sex with dogs. You dog-pilled furries need to stop saying that. Why were you naked around? The white girls have sex with dogs meme is real. It's real. 100% real. The dogs that attacked her ripped her clothes off. Yep, sure. Sure. Green text found completely naked on the floor. Green text, no scraps of clothing left to indicate being torn off by dogs. Green text, clothes taken off purposefully and laid out in neat pile. Green text, she wasn't trying to fuck those dogs. I think she got what she deserved, guys. I think she got what she deserved. Look at this. Pack of 12-week-old pit bulls mauls toddler. Look at that. Isn't that great? You liking that, Salisbury Bear? How's that for a pit bull? You want that pit bull as your friend, Salisbury Bear? Nice pit bull mawing that kid's face. Yeah. This Italian says, people that relax around pit bulls have it coming. They deserve it. Yep. I agree. 100%. This dude says, they're brilliant dogs. Fantastic for the apocalypse. I agree. Sure. I mean, look at this dog, guys. Look at this thing. Look at the muscles on this fucking dog. This dog was bred for one thing. To kill other dogs. This dog was made to kill dogs. That's what it's for. To kill. Look at them. I mean, it's pure fucking muscles. That dog is made to kill things. You're gonna put it next to your baby? Dumb shit. Nigger dog for nigger people. Owned by narcissists and psychopaths. Yeah, that's a good ending. Pit bulls are owned by narcissists and psychopaths. Yep. I agree. That's the show today, guys. There's going to be sporadic shows this month. Sorry. This is how it is going to be with this move. It's just crazy right now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. You have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
I will not get the third shot. I will not. Pfizer me once. No shame. Pfizer me twice. Shame on COVID. Pfizer me 3 times. Shame on you. You want me to get a third shot? What's next? A fifth shot? No, thank you.